If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
Show up. Don't worry about anything else. Just show up. Eventually, you'll catch on. Just go down there. Go down there.
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Like, you have no f***ing idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
If you guys don't start believing in yourselves, your life will be nothing for anyone to ever follow or want. You have to believe what you're doing is making a difference. Because it is.
You will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path.
It's important that we celebrate our wins. We celebrate our lives because it causes us to want the next bite. It keeps us hungrier, not the reverse.
No matter how big your dreams, you're going to die. Everyone will move on. Do what you want. It sucks to not be liked, but it sucks more to not be yourself.
All about sacrifice. All about people talk about discipline, but sometimes discipline is not enough. You know, all about sacrifice.
But if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything with time and effort.
The ambition comes from seeing what's out there that can be obtained. You know, when you see what's out there.
Once my mind said, you know what, let's not do this today. I said, well, since my mind went there, I redirected it and said, just for having that weak thought, we're going to be on here for a while.
Right. Wow, I did eat what I said I was going to today. I did get up when I said I was going to. I made the amount of phone calls. I treated people in such a way I promised myself. It's not just doing those things. It's rewarding it. It's being aware of it and stacking that up.
You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
You can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment. It's so much easier to beat everyone else because most people are overweight, they're distracted, they're poor, they have so few skills because it has never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing.
The hard part is getting up that hill, especially if you got a dad you're hiding from, especially if you feel like you're a loser, you never really had anything in your life that you could look back on and say, hey, I was really good at that. You know, and there's a lot of people out there listening to this. There's so many people that are in that starting point. Like the people that come up to you and say, I don't know what to do. What should I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I get going? But you're going to have to figure it out, one foot in front of the other.
Because I just saw my guy in his space and I saw how happy he is with the success that he has. I don't want to be you or beat you. I want to take this energy and apply it to myself.
And then the spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet.
You have to take great pleasure in the fact that no one wants to be where the f*** you're at right now. Great pleasure in that. Almost makes, you know, it has to bring a passion out of you. It has to bring something very, very weird out of you, man. Like, you know, people don't really understand what that is. When you're in the worst environment possible, the worst situation possible, and everybody's looking like, God, man, I hope this ends. And you see that. Time slows down and you see that. You're feeling that. Everybody has that look on their face like, God, this got to go. I don't want to be anymore.
Until you shut up and do the thing. And that is 100% what you need right there. Sometimes, when the motivation isn't high enough, and your intention takes you here, you breathe in, breathe out, find that part of you that's Russian or Irish or Nigerian or whatever the fuck it is, that old shit, and go, fuck this, let's do this. Let's go. No logic, no reason, no like, oh, but this is true meaning, just fuck do it.
1 in 6 doesn't define who you are. What defines who you are is what you do when you 1 in 6. What the man you will fight for. Give everything you got today, not because of the scoreboard, but because when this game ends, you have a brother to call for life, knowing you gave everything you had. That's why you play as a Raven. That's why you fight as a Raven. That's why no matter what nobody on the outside says, fight your fight. David found a way to fight his fight.
And that kind of recognition that tomorrow's not promised, you know, and just getting shaken out of thinking that you're going to have, you know, tomorrow.
That general ambition gives you anxiety. Specific ambition gives you direction. There is nothing more anxiety-inducing than I want to be better, and I don't know what at, and I don't know how.
Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records, you do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard that I never turn the f***ing off? Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day.
And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
The world becomes your library to help you improve your craft, better yes. Your craft.
Yes, indeed.
We're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now.
It's so easy.
Right, so easy.
It's so easy to talk about hate.
Yeah.
And so many people don't realize that in a group, you do it. You ping pong hate off of one another.
Yeah, unless it's funny.
It can be funny hate.
I talk a lot about, so 80-20, right? I spend 80% of my time thinking about the things that are amazing in my life, that I'm grateful for, the beautiful things that I want to build and create, but I also spend 20% of my time kicking myself in the ass.
Yes.
Because otherwise you get really stagnant.
The mistakes happen on the easy side of life. You take the easy road, the easy path, there's a lot of mistakes over there. The hard journey, you don't make too many mistakes over here because it's too hard. You don't want to repeat it. So it's challenging.
It's just another one of those, like, George Orwell's got this great quote of, like, seeing what's in front of one's nose takes a constant effort. Like, it's often much easier to see what's here than what's here. And I love that metaphor. Just
you have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up.
The lives of your family are more important than the injury of your hamstring. And so when the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury. Mm. Not at that time. Yeah.
But now you know what giving it your all is. And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor.
People judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't, Merry Christmas.
First one is, you should just be yourself, not because it will make you more likable, it won't, but because it's only by being yourself that you'll find people who like you for who you really are, rather than someone you're pretending to be.
But guess what? Get off the pity party. Get your ass out the house. Stop being antisocial. No one is ever gonna have you in mind for anything if you're not seen and you're not on people's radars.
Impossible is nothing to somebody that tries. Everything that someone said was impossible has happened.
Yeah, it certainly, well, listen, in 2020, with all the ways of recovering, all the things we know,
our limitations create impossible.
There's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action.
There's no perfect way to live your 20s. You either live them up and become an underskilled 30-year-old, or you work them up and become an underlived 30-year-old. You just have to figure out which you'd rather be, accept the trade-offs, and know that there are no do-overs.
And he told me discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you could be successful in anything.
You normally are. Yeah.
Becoming a champion of life is waking up with that gratitude in your heart, knowing you got a chance because you took a breath. Everything else is pretty much second nature, or comes second to just taking a breath and realizing that not everybody gets to wake up every single day and take that breath again.
Find your goal. The next step, find your schedule of when you're working out. The times when the body is most exerted. That's your meals right there. There's no breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Never link your confidence to your abilities. Which he goes, you'll always be chasing your tail. You'll never be good enough. He goes, when you're under pressure, you're worrying. He goes, I just want you to focus on your intentions. Get your confidence from you intend to make a difference. You intend to serve. You intend to do right by people.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything you're worried about is going to be okay. That too, whatever it is, that also is going to be fine.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. Right? You always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work, you can work harder than that.
Personal growth is the process of learning to lie to ourselves less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, these simple truths that because they are so simple, but painful, we find ways to avoid them and deny them and pretend that they're not there.
You play poker, you can run bad forever, but it will eventually turn around once you grasp the understanding of the game. Eventually, it's going to turn around. Blackjack, you're never going to beat the casino, but eventually you're going to have a good run. If you catch a run, you'll do good. Get the f*** out of there.
Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions.
Just listen. You're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life and what the outward part of your life is going to look like. And so I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I want to be.
You got to look at the reality of the situation. For me, it's not, you kind of got to get over yourself. It's not about you, man. Okay, you feel embarrassed. You're not that important. Get over yourself.
Yep, that's where you go.
Get over yourself, right? You're worried about how people may perceive you, and you're walking around and it's embarrassing because you shot 5 air balls. Get over yourself.
Disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
Life may get better, it may not, but somewhere along the lines it's gonna click. And everything that I went through back here was supposed to happen so that now that I'm here, I'm able to go ahead with such a high level of knowledge and I can make other people better. I can make myself better. I can do more for my family.
So many of you guys are so caught up in the wrong shit. If you want to impact the world, have your visions and your ideas. Be obedient to God's visions and ideas when they're sent. Move on them. Don't allow what you're working with in your actual bank account to stop you from dreaming and hoping and wishing big.
You really can solve a lot of male problems by getting in shape and making money. You still have problems. They're just smaller, and you have more resources to handle them. The world is there for the taking, for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it, even if it's not sexy. What used to make a man acceptable now makes you extraordinary. The bar for winning has never been so low.
What I do tell people is to get after it. That's what I tell people, to get after it. Yeah. I tell people to do the things that they know they're supposed to do. Right? There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
I think the best thing that I ever did was believe in myself. That's first and foremost. And I think after my third year in the league, after I made the catch against the Green Bay Packers, I think that instilled a lot of confidence in myself that I could play and I could play on a big stage. It didn't start out particularly well, but that's where the cliche, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's in general all about sacrifice. From my experience of any little success I may have had, just be willing to sacrifice, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes you can't have fun accomplishing your goals. And when sometimes people don't have the determination, the will, and the steadfastness, the tenacity, they give in under the slightest struggle.
Now, you're going to think about quitting no matter what you do. And I've thought about it many times, but I always just kept thinking about that house. And I've always dreamed of buying my mother and father a real house. And, you know, and before they died, I was able to do all of that.
I'm unbelievable inside the pitch. This is why the people have so much interest on me.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. I'm always going to say that because I think we have to thinking we are the best in our area. So in my area, I think I'm the best.
Dopamine is not about the pursuit of happiness. It is about the happiness of pursuit. So much of life and enjoyment is about the anticipation of things coming. In fact, the anticipation is often actually more enjoyable than the experience. It puts a new perspective on it's not the journey, it's the destination, because there actually is no destination. Each arrival at a destination simply marks the beginning of another journey toward the next destination.
I'm not smarter than anybody else. I just hustle. I could take more pain than anybody else, but that's what it is, you know?
That drive and that perseverance and dedication to success is just like, you just can't have that.
You can't quit. And every time a pie comes, you gotta just lick it or wipe it off your face and keep going. It's nothing to do. You don't have to be smarter than the next guy. You gotta work harder than the next guy. Just have reasonable talents.
So basically, a lot of us aren't prepared for life. We get up willy-nilly and just hope life is gonna happen. It is gonna happen. But it's gonna happen with a prepared mind or an unprepared mind. Most people attack life with an unprepared mind. What I do is I try to account for all things that could happen, might happen, probably will happen, and then the unknowns. So basically, I can't account for everything, but I do know there could be some things that come up in life that you need to be ready for.
You get absolutely better returns at the top ends of achievement because oftentimes assets pool to the winners. The problem is, to achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer, and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go. You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it. And that's sometimes harder than the work.
And I see people getting caught up on things that don't matter all the time. And what I've realized is it's something that I figured out a long time ago. I don't know when, but a long time ago, I figured out, you know what? That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing matters. I'm going to focus on that thing. Mm. And that makes a big difference.
Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing.
And ultimately, you're shaping and molding yourself into this grounded, hopefully, this grounded individual that you're proud to look at in the mirror at the end of the day. I had to get to a place to where I was looking in the mirror and I was proud of what I was looking at, and I was okay with checking myself. I was okay with pointing out my flaws. I was okay with knowing what I do well and what I do wrong. And at the end of the day, there's no consequence to always improving. There's no consequence to growing.
In a box. And, you know, people can write all they want, but what are people doing? And if there's anybody that's out there doing, they know how hard it is to actually do. And I'm like a motivation of the doers. If everything I did failed, which it doesn't, it actually succeeds. But if everything I did failed, just the fact that I'm willing to fail is an inspiration. People are so scared to lose that they don't even try. Like, one thing that people can't say is they can't say, I'm not trying. And I'm not trying my hardest, and I'm not trying to do it.
It's more important to own your weaknesses. You got to really triple down on those, man. Because why? You want to become a full human being. We like to run away from weaknesses. Like, for instance, if you're good at running, all you want to do is run. Mm. If you're great at reading, you have several books. But we don't do those things that we're not good at. So for me, I realized, man, like, I keep on running away from these things I'm not good at. I have to dive into these things. I have to become one with these things. And that's what happened. And so I own them both.
Yeah.
And I talk very openly about them both. Mm.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city or an actual person, you know, whether she's an opportunity or a fear, you know? If you're afraid of heights, ask her out. Hey, heights, what you doing tonight?
It's the decision to do something and stick with it is hard. It's hard. It's hard to go, okay, I'm gonna quit my job where I get $600 a week, $800 a week, $1,200 a week, insurance, blah, 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 to do a commission job.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yeah, I can make $200,000 a year, but the first 6 months, I'm going to live below my means. Well, you put away some money, and then you'll say to me, well, Joey, what if I don't start making money after 6 months? Then don't take the job because you already lost.
That they are you, but that they can be someone like you, too, if they put in the kind of time and effort that you put in. That's the real message. The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body. You build a stronger mind. You build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey, man, I'm not washing tables anymore. You know, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not cutting lawns. I'm not digging ditches.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a different person now, but I used to be.
You have to have pride in yourself. You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing. You have to be proud of yourself. And if you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Because you're always going to compromise. You're always going to fold.
Always. I'm very proud of myself. That's why when people said, you know way you can do better than can't hurt me. Roger that.
I think it's just, you know, it's just a matter of what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And what's important to you for whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. Right? So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. And so that's where it comes from for me.
I know that, you know, we want the focus to be on us today, but if we put the focus on ourselves, like me, putting the focus on me, giving myself everything I need to be successful, giving myself everything I need to be competitive, giving myself everything I need to be the catch, to be the prize, that's what I'm gonna do. When you focus on doing that, fellas, and you don't pay no mind to nothing else outside of your control, you don't pay attention to them paying attention to you, when you stop doing that, I promise you, that's when the focus and the attention is going to be paid on you, bro. I promise you.
Status does not change who you are. Fame does not change who you are. None of these things change who you are. It amplifies who you are. If you're a pussy and you get rich, you're just a big rich pussy. You're just a target. If you're a dork and you get rich, you're just a rich dork. If you're a real G, you're a real G with and without money. And if you get money, you're a bigger G. It is an amplifier. So by extension, if I were to say to you, I'll send you $10 million today, but you haven't learned the lessons you need to learn. You're not the person you need to be. That's going to prepare you to be globally renowned or globally respected because of the fact that you've had such a difficult life.
They say the greatest achievement of somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. There's no more ego there, is there? They let go of, you know, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like, what if this person rejects me? The animosity, the pressures of society, they let it all go because they've lost it all. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within, do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I climb the fuck this hole?
And so if you do a 4 out of 10 on 10 things, you will make progress on none. You will make the same amount of progress that you could have made if you just did 1 out of 10, which is none. You just don't regress. But the extra 3 points that you save on the 9, you could put on one other item and have a 10 out of 10 or a 13 out of 10 in effort. And then after every periodized chunk of time, have a big W or win that you can look back on and say, I did that and therefore I am. And so I think that that's how you step up the mountain of progress when you're trying to work on many different skills, quote, at the same time. It's just that the at the same time is over a year, not over a day.
While, shut the f*** up. What the hell are you talking about?
when you expect to feel like you always want to go to the gym or always want to do your taxes or always want to do whatever it is you think is important, you have made a grand illusion. Some of the time, you will not want to do the thing. The motivation will spike here. What it takes to get the thing done is up here. And at that point, there's not an amount of motive. You're all done motivating. It's still not enough. Because sometimes, I don't know if you've been through this, Chris, but like, you have to do a hard thing. Maybe it's at the end of the day, maybe it's in the middle, maybe it's some big deal. And you like know logically it's important. It's gotta get done.
Nobody works harder than me inside the octagon, outside the octagon. I am a workhorse, so I'm going to enjoy the benefits of this life. I'm going to get myself a big mansion in Las Vegas. I'm going to get the soft top cars. I'm going to bring my whole team out. I'm going to spoil them and give them this life. Big steaks that size. We're eating every single night each. We're eating good. We're living good. It's human nature. Some people will sit and take positivity from that. They will look at that and take inspiration and inspire. It will inspire them to go and push for that. Others will shell up and critique it and be negative towards it. But one thing is for sure, those people will stay where they are. The people who take inspiration from it will rise up and also one day experience that life. So
breaking the math down, you have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came with the thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind, what do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed.
If you, every day you have to be trying to do better. Every day you have to be trying. First of all, there's no perfect human. Let's accept that. You're always going to be flawed. You're always going to be subject to fits of rage and envy and all the things that you wish that you would never have in your mind. So you've got to constantly be working to make sure that that never happens. You've constantly be working to make sure that you are always evaluating your perspective on life and always looking at things. Meditate, constantly meditate. Make sure that you approach life with a learned perspective. Like you're a better person than you were the day before. And whatever you're trying to do, whether it's fighting or whether you have an art form that you practice, whatever it is that you're doing, you're trying to do better every day.
I don't think people understand how valuable they can be if they use their time correctly.
What could your life be like 3 to 5 years down the road if you set it up for you like you were someone you were taking care of?
You know, when flowers are thrown out, I believe that they should sometimes be returned.
So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
Start doing the things that are going to make you stronger and smarter and faster and healthier and going to make you a better human being.
My competitiveness inside was like, no, I'm going to do something in the next 20 years that is better than these last 20.
As soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change.
I bought into the meditation. I bought into the deeper connection that exists within the game.
I find a light in every dark tunnel. I will find a goddamn light, man.
Yeah, so because you know what you want, the world's giving you exactly the information you need to become better at it.
Because you know what you're looking for. Yeah.
To stand up straight with your shoulders back is to accept the terrible responsibility of life with eyes wide open.
Right. I think certainly being focused on something that you're confident will have high value to someone else, and just being really rigorous in making that assessment, because people are tend to, a natural human tendency is wishful thinking. So a challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus pursuing some unrealistic dream that right. doesn't actually have merit? And that is a really difficult thing to tell you. Can you tell the difference between those two things?
Right.
You know? So you need to be sort of very rigorous, in your self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious, and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week.
You don't serve people from your cup, you serve them from the saucer that overflows around your cup.
Ah, nice.
And it's true.
But usually, it's just because I'm afraid of something. And then that's why I'm not making the decision. And I think once I name and put a face, and it's usually not even a thing that I'm afraid of, it's one person's judgment I'm afraid of. And then when I name the person, then it becomes real. Instead of being this amorphous, like, people, society, judgment, it's like Tom. Like, do I really care what Tom thinks?
In that dark room is who you are. But in that dark room is where you have to create another human being that walks out of that dark room to face who you are. That's the only way you're gonna get over all those things. You have to create someone else. Not like you have two different personalities, it is you. But you have to find strength.
Don't hate the game. Love the game, because you're in it, mate.
Mm.
So own the game, accept the rules, and move on into the rules. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow, there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
But sooner or later, it's something that's inside of you just has to want it. You have to need it. You got to go at it like it's that next breath that you got to take, that you nobody can stop you. And the closer you get to it, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have doubters. You're going to have people that's close to you, that even in the crib with your laying beside of you, that don't believe in you. But it's up to you to wipe the tears out your eyes and go get it.
I do think that that's the difference between discipline and motivation, right? Motivation. I didn't want to do the thing. Discipline. I did the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing.
Yep. Yep. And look, I've said many times, you can't count on motivation. Like, it's not going to be there for you.
Yeah.
Or it may, but it may not be.
And it's lovely when it comes along.
If you wait for it to be there, you might be waiting more than you should.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial for young people, because it lets you know that, like, everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was, like, in a fucked up situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who is really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous, that other people were scared of.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
I mean, being in the military does not make you a disciplined person. Being from a disciplined family does not make you a disciplined person. Being in a disciplined group does not make you a disciplined person. What makes you a disciplined person is choosing to be disciplined. I tell people to do the things that they know they're supposed to do. Right? There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things.
I remember realizing that when I blamed them, that I gave them control over my life. And then the idea that the people that I hated the most at the time were the ones who actually were controlling me was the thing that most sickened me, to then actually flip my narrative to actually taking control. Like, that was the one thought process. Like, my mother, I'm giving her control over my romantic relationship. Like, my mother controls this? That.
So discipline equals the importance of the goal plus, let's just say, the importance of the goal to you. So the subjective importance of the goal. How much does that goal matter to you? Plus the psychological enjoyment you get in the pursuit of the goal. Right? So as you pursue the goal, how psychologically enjoyable and reinforcing and, you know, is that for you? Minus the psychological cost of the pursuit of the goal.
Well, what I like about it is I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every right. time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes. You that know? Is a that's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your yeah. mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
Almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. Yeah. So even, you know, you don't want to set up a goal that's so high that there's just no possibility that a schlub like you could ever manage it. But God only knows what your upper limit is, you know. But if you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability, then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
One of my favorite things from Marcus Aurelius is the whole universe is change and life itself is but what we deem it.
Mm-hmm.
Life itself is but what we deem it. The 8 most profound words in all of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What he means is that things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means.
Hmm.
And if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt since having the name Michael Jordan and understanding that there's another guy out there named Michael Jordan that was the best ever to do something. And being teased and picked on about that and, wow. And made me for a moment not wanting to play sports. But then it was like, nah, I'm actually going to make sure I'm going to compete. At least I'm going to compete.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how you... The bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, like especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser, like that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
The difficult is going to come in life. No matter what it is that you're trying to do, no matter how optimized you've got your day and your life, the difficult is going to arrive. You want to be able to greet it like an old friend. You want to invite it through the door and then lean into it because you know that this is exactly why you've been training. You don't want the difficult to come in and for you to not be prepared. It's the same as the motivation versus discipline thing. You want to be able to have something steadfast that you can rely on. And if you're training at a 5 and life can sometimes come in at a 10, you're not going to be sufficiently prepared.
And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. 9, as in the first one, spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this one, this is the one. And then 7, 6 more after that, right? I'm just painting this picture because, like, it's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
I like being serious. I'm serious about the things I do. I'm serious about this podcast, as you might be able to tell by the fact we've renovated an entire barn. But there is something that you can take that too far. The seriousness can become a kind of rigidity as opposed to being dynamically persistent. You know, taking things too seriously, not swaying in the breeze.
Right.
Presuming that you like the things you do and you want to keep doing them, the less robust and flexible you are, the more likely you are to break in those ways.
No, Mike, this is what you have. This is what you can be. This is what you are. Nah, that can't. No, that's too good. No, that ain't me. You know, your own presence in a situation where you have to step back and look at yourself and be like, am I this guy right now? Mm. Like, oh, man, there's a room full of people who showed up because of something I'm doing. And they're in service or in support of my idea, my thing. Okay. That looks and feels like I'm the guy. Okay.
We sacrifice the thing that we want, which is happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, which is success. So failure can make you miserable, but I don't know that success can make you happy. And high performers often have this dynamic where they're, as a young child, their parents want them to do well, so they encourage their child to do well by praising them when they succeed and then criticizing them when they fail. And then what the child learns is that praise and admiration is contingent on succeeding.
You think about game-winning shots or game-winning free throws, and people go to the free throw line and they're nervous about it. Well, what are you really nervous about? If you unpack that, okay, you're nervous that you're going to miss the shot. All right, so you miss the shot, then what happens? People are gonna be embarrassed. You're gonna be embarrassed because thousands of people, millions of people see you miss the shot. All right, and then what? People are gonna talk bad about you. Okay, right? And so you're looking at it, you go, are those things even important? And so when you're able to unpack it, you kind of look at it for what it is, which is really nothing.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.